the thing that moves a woman or makes her feel like she's so taken care of is that you preempt what she wants.
Yeah.
Not wait until she tells you. Okay, please. Yeah. So, what is a perfect date for you? Let me talk about it, okay? Maybe she will. Maybe, let me know whether I'm right.
Yeah, tell me. Oh, that's a very good one.
Perfect date for Anne. Okay, Joey, if you're watching this, you can know whether what's a perfect date. Perfect date for Anne.
Even Joey, no, no.
Yeah, precisely. So, yeah. We will review our perfect dates.
Yeah.
What we think are the perfect dates.
Yeah. Okay? Oh, this is a very good question.
Okay, first off, mm-hmm. The texting must start in the morning.
Okay.
Okay, like, hey, are you looking forward to a date? Uh-huh, uh-huh, you know, the food's gonna be yummy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been having so much fun. And, she likes like that. Build up. Okay, number two. It should preferably at a time and place where there is very little crowd and noise.
Mm.
Okay. Number three. This is the most important one, I feel. Everything must be planned and reserved.
Mm.
That means you don't go there like, where should I sit? you know? You didn't make a reservation? We have to wait in line. No. Please. Okay, so everything must be planned for. You'll tell her you will pick her up at 5 or you will send a car for her, whatever it is. Okay? Mm. So all she has to do is just go down, get into wherever, and then she will get off at wherever.
Mm.
And then go inside. If she's early, too bad because reservation is a certain time. There's a reservation, she just sit down and then it begins.
Mm.
Okay, this is I think the most important thing for her. So that's 3 points. Number four is it should be a place with good food.
Mm. Mm.
Okay. And then after that, preferably with a good food, and then after that, come out the toy. Bedroom aerobics. This is our idea of a perfect date.
What toy? Okay. Okay.
Did I get it right?
Okay. I would say that the Denise accurate like 90%.
Ho not bad.
Yeah, ho not bad. Very good, very good.
Which is the one
I would say this is a perfect date if on that day I'm really looking for people at the end. So I'm saying it's 90% because it can be a date without boom boom at night. You get what I mean? It
depends on your mood.
Correct. So if the day that I know tonight I want a boom boom, then yes, I want a guy.
But
set
I tell
up,
you,
like,
if let's say you've been texting her since the morning, I tell you she will want a boom boom. So yeah.
No, but it's I have a perfect date that didn't text me for morning. He just give me the I already reserved the table at this place.
That's why I say that's the most important part.
Correct.
Everything must be planned and reserved for.
Yeah.
Okay, please don't make her wait there. And then,
I think it's very. I'm not sound like a romantic person.
No, I think it's romantic.
But I have a very good date in the past. Like guy really really know my taste well.
It's really about taking care of the person.
Even, I know.
No, the thing about
God.
This is cheap for guys. The thing that moves a woman or makes her feel like she's so taken care of is that you preempt what she wants.
Yeah.
Not wait until she tells you. Okay, please. Go there.
Maybe also because the person similar taste like me.
It's not just that. The taste
because you have a private chef and then you have a private corner.
That one also requires money. Okay,
and you have like music.
But I'm talking about simple things. For example, think about this way. When I say preempt, imagine if you're in Hughes.
Yeah.
And then let's say the guy says it's a surprise date.
Yep.
You don't know where you're going. So of course you wear heels and all that.
Yeah.
Then suddenly he tells you there's walking. How do you walk on your heels? Then suddenly he takes out a pair of slippers that he brought for you to change into. Is it you touched?
Yeah, of course.
You see, this is what I mean by preamp.
Yeah, it's really like you're preparing
the
whole night.
You already can think what she needs. You are in her shoes and you're like, okay, this is what she will need. And then when she my leg's so pain. Oh, then you're like, oh, let me buy your slippers.
Okay, now is I guess you guys need to know that I never guessed this before.
This one never. I think even
I never even.
I also don't know.
I don't know. So this is how I guess, okay? After, I guess and I may be wrong. Okay, doesn't matter if I'm wrong. Sorry, Denise. I'm so bad at as a friend.
I don't think my husband knows what a perfect date is.
I think she know me more than I know her. But yeah, let's preparing myself for just my guess, okay? This is how I feel. The perfect date for Denise will be a spontaneous, which is suddenly I say, let's go party tonight, now, like now, right now, okay? Just don't tell her where we're going, but the place have to be like, have a many option for her to hopping place to places. Mm. It have to having fun inside. It mean like the food need to be good, definitely. Mm. It have to be her kind of food, her taste. Mm. She need to have a fun bartender, fun music, fun vibe, cool people, you know, kind of vibe like.
Cannot be too old school. Also cannot be too childish. So it have to be in the between. And then the people that going to be fun with her at that night have to be like her. It's me, like.
Okay, let's go to the next one. You want the next one? Yes, let's go to the next one. How about go to my house to do barbecue at 1 a.m. Let's do it. You know? Let's come here and eat Korean noodle at midnight. Let's do it 4 a.m. Let's go do that. And then you want drink some? Okay, let's do it. I'm okay. Any drink is fine. And we can party all night until day until like we all done. I think that's sweet.
I will be dead by that.
Yeah, but doesn't matter. When she dead, you can bring her home, give her a good sleep, book her to sleep or whatever, let her rest, and then later you eat her for brunch. Okay, that's it. I think that will be a perfect date for Denise. I may wrong, I don't know. That's how I think. I'm like,
but this is two people only, what?
Two person can do like that, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
two
true.
Person can be that.
Let me think about how much is how much n is
how many percent is accurate, guy.
I think percentage.
Just now you are correct 90% of me.
I would say okay. Number one, I want to say this because n is easy to read because n is very.
I'm very boring.
She more or less will like the same thing. It's difficult sometimes, even I don't know what I want. Okay? That's how spontaneous I am.
Yeah.
So I would say, and this time round, she did a pretty good job. I would say 60-70% correct.
Oh, okay, not bad. Yeah, I don't expect that. I thought like 20%.
Not bad.
60-70,
not good.
Bad.
It's the point about the options part.
Yeah.
Is good. Doesn't have to be loud music or anything, depends on the mood lah,
yeah, right? yeah
but actually the most important thing for me is the same for you.
Yeah,
everything must be planned and prepared for.
Yeah,
I don't want to go there, I have to wait in line, not sure whether there are seats.
Yeah,
you know, that's something that I really
yeah like. Singapore, that is annoying thing.
I mean, if you're just going out for normal dinner, I think it's okay, but if it's a date, then I will be like next. Okay, so yeah, 60-70. So
the
fun part will be good. The option to, you see, with me, right, it's all about options. The option to be able to bar hop if I want to.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's fun now. And I enjoy being the one. If somebody, we're having like good dinner, because usually places that party don't really have good food, to be frank. Right. It's all finger food. So if we are going elsewhere, I always love it. It's a bit of a flex for me, lah. Like, or you all late night, you want to go where? Huh? Like Friday night, if very crowded, no space. I say, never mind, I know people. Let me call. I make some space for you. I think it's a flex. For me, it's like, haha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Haha.
Yeah.
Oh, but anyway, that one is just ego. Okay, yeah. So yes. So 67.
Not bad for N.
Share and subscribe. And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise Nice. Bye.